Hello.
Thank you for calling
Hello.
customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
Okay.
Hello.
Once again, Charles Wagner. I went through this initially. Hello.
I'm still here. One moment.
Yeah, hello.
I'm still here, sir. Just one moment, please.
Yeah, we've been through one moment a little bit too more than my life can stand right now. What are we waiting for?
Verify your email address.
WagonmasterCW at AOL.com.
Thank you for that. Verify your shipping address.
You got to tell me what we're going to because I'm not giving too much information out because I have
Well,
a
sir,
charge
this is
here.
the information that we have to go over when transferring to the fraud department. We have to verify all the information that's on the account.
I don't know if I have an account. I
Okay.
called
Well, sir, it looks
Two,
here that you do have an account,
excuse
sir.
me, excuse me.
You're excused. Go
I'm the
ahead.
customer. I'm the customer, supposedly. I've called this number 1, 2, 3, 4 times, and I got told I have no account. I got told they have no idea why I'm complaining about a bill that they can't find. I've registered a fraud complaint on my credit card against y'all, and I've changed my credit card to stop the payment. So, excuse me if I seem to be a little bit irritated because I'm doing all the work here. So, you have my name, you have my address. So, draw up my quote account that I have no idea about. Hello.
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay. So you've already disputed those charges with your credit card company?
Yes, Barkley.
Okay. Okay. And can you verify your shipping address for me, please, for security of the account?
I have no idea why you need my shipping address. I have not received anything from you. Okay?
Yes, sir, I understand, but we do have to verify this information when being transferred over to the fraud department, sir. I am the supervisor here over the fraud department, and this is the information we have to verify.
12609 St. Charles Boulevard, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72211.
Thank you for that information. Can you verify your telephone number?
We stop right here. Okay,
Okay,
you
the
have
last four
all the
digits of the number I have is 9238.
Well, if you have it, you have it, okay?
I just need to know if that's correct or not, sir.
I'm not going to give you the whole thing.
You don't have to give me the whole number, sir.
I
just need to know if this is correct or not.
And I said, yes, but you have.
Okay. All right, thank you for that. So that information you verified over this recorded line was correct. Looks like the bio enhancement labs testosterone and NO2 were ordered back on September 21st of 2020. Looks like the trial period ended on October the 8th of 2020. So you were placed on the auto shipment where you receive them and be billed each month or until you call in to cancel. Now, due to you already filing a dispute with your credit card company, what you will need to do is give us a call back with your credit card company on the line regarding those charges.
Thank you for the runaround again. A, I've never received any of that stuff. B, I never ordered it. C, I've talked to my credit card company who says, oh, you guys say it's an okay charge, so we're not going to do anything about this. So what I'm looking at this is $900 to, let me see here, Refit Body Solutions, which I never heard of, which I go online and they don't say anything about sending drugs out. They send out videos about fitness. So I kind of go, what the hell is going on here? So I'm being charged for something A, I never received. B, a company that says they had no idea who I was because I called and said, you know, bring up my account. You don't have an account. I said, well, shoot, you're getting money. So I called the credit card company and said, A, number one, this is an automatic withdrawal that I did not authorize. Cancel my card. Change my card to a new number. And then I get a letter back from them saying it's a legit charge. So I'm just calling the numbers I have in front of me. And all people saying, oh, yeah, this is legit. And I keep saying, no, it's not. I didn't do this. I didn't order this. We still there or you hung up?
No, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. So tell me what we're going to do about this.
Well, unfortunately, sir, I mean, it's nothing more I can do. The account has been canceled.
That's about the sixth time I've heard that today. I can't do anything about this. Let me put it very bluntly. I have called all the numbers I've been given to call to get service. I have gotten six runarounds without anyone telling me they're going to look into this. And that slightly irritates me, and especially with some company. You're calling me from California, I think. The company that bills me is from Washington, and the company that is billing me has no idea who I am. But you say you have an account for me. Do you understand my confusion?
Well, yes, sir. I completely understand. And I do apologize, but it's not much more we can do now.
Why not? You call me back. Okay?
Well, no, sir. We don't do callbacks.
I called earlier this evening. I got put on hold and waited for an hour. And then I press 3 to call me back. you call me back, which means you need to do something about the problem. I didn't call you tomorrow morning.
Okay, well, I do apologize, sir, but is there anything else I can help you with?
Well, you haven't helped me at all, so give me your supervisor.
Well, I am the supervisor here, sir, over the fraud department. It doesn't matter who else you speak with. No one here will be able to assist.
So, what are you going to do about this?
Well, sir, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. You would need to call back with your credit card company online.
So your company has gotten close to $1,000 from my credit card company for things I have not ordered or received. Do you see the picture on this one?
Unfortunately, sir, I do apologize, but there's nothing more I can do for you.
No, don't apologize anymore. Do you see the picture on this one?
No, sir. Is there anything else
okay,
I can help you with?
If you're saying you can't do anything, then you're calling me a liar for saying that A, I did order this, B, I got it, and C, I should be paying for it. I mean, that's a bad situation, a real bad situation. What I wish for your company or whoever you talk for, I have no idea what the setup with you with Right Fit Body Solution is, but they owe me $1,000 back. And, oh, excuse me. I think that goes under small claims court, which companies don't win on small claims court. Okay?
Okay.
So you need, if you can't do a damn thing for me, then you need to figure out who to talk to get this straight. Now, I'm getting tired of calling phone numbers and talking to people saying, I'm sorry, we can't do this. You need to talk to so-and-so. I'm really getting, you're the sixth person I've talked to today trying to get this straightened out. I have to admit, you did call me back. But again, you did call me back, which means to me we should have a resolution instead of saying we can't do anything. I'm telling you the situation. So if whatever it is that's charging me that I have no idea who it is, Respite Body Solutions wants to talk to my legal eagle, we can do that. But again, we're talking $1,000. That's small claims. And if I can do the math right, the legal eagles for that company will be charging $400 an hour to do 2.5 hours work, which is $1,000 to go to small claims court, which will probably go in my favor if I know these stats right 80% of the time.
Okay. I do apologize, sir. I don't mean to interrupt, but is there anything else I can assist you with? I do need to move on to my next call.
I guess my call's not that important. So what in the hell are you going to do about it?
Well, sir, there's nothing I can do for you.
You have to forward it to someplace.
No, sir.
I can't believe this. I cannot believe this. I tell you what, my former position was a surgeon. If I gave that my excuse for something that was going wrong to a patient, my next letter would be coming from a lawyer suing the hell out of me. That's where I'm coming from. If you have no oversight, per se, then this is very, very wrong. You know, what's your name again?
Sonia.
Last name?
Dove, D-O-V-E.
Say what?
Dove, D-O-V-E.
Sonia Dove, okay. It's marked down in my files that I've now created to really take this to the highest limits. Because I've been played around too much today. Absolutely. This is the worst organized company I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Well, I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a wonderful night.